Track 34. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
I can't give you a tour now, I'm afraid. I have to stay here at the help desk. But I can show you places on this map of the library.
That would be helpful, thanks.
OK, so we're here at the help desk next to the service desk where you go to borrow and return books. The maximum number of books you can borrow at any one time is 10.
Yes, I see.
Opposite the service desk is the training room, which is used by library staff to give demonstrations of the computer systems to staff and students. But the entrance is round the other side.
Is the training room beside the quiet room?
Yes, that's right, with the entrance round the front too. It's important to remember that all mobile phones must be switched off in this room.
Of course. And what about books? Where can I find the books for my course?
Good question. You're studying geography, so if you walk past the service desk, turn left and continue on past the philosophy section, you'll find the geography section. The copying facilities are on the left. Now, one more important thing is the group study room and the booking system. If you're working on a project with other students and you want to discuss things with each other, you can go to the room in the corner at the opposite end of the library from the copiers. That's the group study room. It's between the sociology section and the TV room. The group study room must be booked 48 hours in advance.
Right, thanks. Can I keep this map?
Actually, this is the last one I have, but I can make a copy for you.
That would be great, thanks.
Oh, I should also explain how you book the group study room.
Oh, yes. So how do I do that?
You can only book this room using the online reservation system, the same one you use to reserve books that are currently on loan.
I thought it was called the online catalogue system.
No, that's for searching for things in the library. The reservation system is what you use to make a room booking.
And can I access that from outside the library?
Yes, via the library website. You will need to enter the name and student number of each student in the group too, so make sure you have these to hand when you make the booking. But all this is explained on the homepage of the website. Once you've made your reservation request, you'll receive a confirmation email from the library to say whether your booking has been successful or not. If not, you can try to arrange another time.
Well, that sounds fairly easy.
Yes, you'll be fine. It's all quite straightforward, really.
Thanks.
That is the end of section 1. In the exam, you will have half a minute to check your answers.